Music Doodoo Classical Bedtime presents Franz Schubert and the Fish in the Piano. If you stay very still, you can hear it. A tiny splash in the piano keys. A silver fin flicking between the violin strings. A shimmer of scales rippling through the cello. Tonight, we aren't just listening to music. We're going fishing. Fishing for a melody that refused to stay put. This little tune was born in a simple song, but it was so lively, so wiggly, so absolutely alive that it couldn't stay in one piece of music. It escaped. It swam right out of its song and dove into something much, much bigger. Are you ready to follow the fish? The man who caught this musical fish was named Franz Schubert. Franz was born in Vienna over 200 years ago, a city that breathed music. You could hear it floating from open windows, drifting out of coffee houses, echoing through cobblestone streets. But Franz wasn't born in a grand palace. His father was a schoolteacher. They lived in a cramped apartment above the school, and little Franz shared a tiny room with his brothers. From the time he could walk, Franz was humming, making up tunes, picking out melodies on his older brother's violin. His family would look at each other and whisper, "Where is all this music coming from?" It was as if Franz had a fountain inside him, and melodies just kept bubbling up day and night.
Au fond d'une onde claire, passait et repassait la truite plus légère, plus rapide qu'un trait. J'étais sur le rivage et mon regard suivait les jeux de la forage. Au fond du ruisselet, les jeux de la volage. Quand un pêcheur s'arrête, s'aligne dans la main, il a vu la pauvrette, il jette son engin. Que l'eau reste limpide, me dis-je alors tout bas, et la ligne homicide ne la surprendra pas. Non, la ligne homicide ne la surprendra pas. Et le pêcheur se lance du temps perdu, de l'eau agitant la surface, il trouble le ruisseau. Bientôt, au fil perfide, la truite se prenait. Je sentis l'œil humide, mon cœur qui se brisait. Je sentis l'œil humide, mon cœur qui se brisait.
That was it. That was where our fish was born, a song called Die Forelle, The Trout. Franz wrote it when he was just 20 years old. The words tell a story. A fisherman stands by a clear stream, watching a trout swim happily in the sparkling water. The fish darts this way and that, free as can be. But then the fisherman stirs up the mud to make the water cloudy, and catches the poor trout. It's a simple poem, but listen to what Franz did with it. That bouncing, bubbling piano part underneath the voice, That's the stream itself. You can practically see the water rippling. And that melody the singer sang, so bright, so hopeful, so wiggly and alive. Franz had caught something magical in his musical net, a melody that felt like sunshine dancing on water. But here's the thing about lively fish. They don't like staying in one place. Now, Franz Schubert had a gift that was almost magical. He could catch melodies as easily as you might catch fireflies on a summer night. In his short life, he only lived to be 31 years old, Franz wrote over 600 songs. 600! Plus symphonies and piano pieces and so much more. Franz was a bit of a rumpled fellow. He had a wild nest of curly hair and little round glasses that were always trying to slide off his nose. Here's a secret. He even slept with those glasses on so he could scribble down melodies the moment he woke up. His fingers were always stained with ink. His pockets were always stuffed with scraps of paper covered in musical notes. Melodies poured out of him like water from a spring. He couldn't turn them off, even if he tried. That was one of Franz's impromptus. Piano pieces he seemed to pull out of thin air, as if the music was already floating around him, and he just reached up and grabbed it. Franz didn't have much money. He never had a fancy job at a royal court. He never became rich or world famous in his lifetime. But he had something better. He had friends. Franz's friends absolutely adored him. They gathered together in cozy apartments, sometimes every single week, just to hear Franz play and sing. They even made up a special name for these gatherings, Schubertiades. Little Schubert parties, named after Franz himself. Picture it. Candles flickering, friends squeezed onto sofas and cushions on the floor, cups of coffee going cold because nobody wanted to make a single sound while Franz played. They would listen with tears rolling down their cheeks. This is what we call chamber music. Music for a room, not a concert hall. Music for friends. Do you know what makes chamber music so special? It's different from a big orchestra with 100 musicians all playing together. Chamber music is usually just a small group. Maybe 4 or 5 friends, a violinist, a cellist, a pianist. And because they're in a cozy room instead of a huge concert hall, they don't have to shout to be heard. They can whisper, they can giggle, they can nudge each other through their instruments. It's like they're sharing secrets. One instrument murmurs something, another one answers. They tease each other, agree with each other, finish each other's sentences. In this next piece, you'll hear 5 friends playing together. A piano, a violin, a viola, a cello, and a double bass. That's the really big stringed instrument, taller than a person. Listen to how they breathe together, how they give each other space. How the melody passes between them, like friends passing a precious secret around a candlelit room. ¶¶ Franz's Piano Quintet, one of the most beloved pieces of chamber music ever written. And guess what it's called? The Trout Quintet. Remember our little fish? The one swimming in that song at the beginning? Well, 2 years after Franz wrote that song, something wonderful happened. It was summer, 1819. Franz went on a holiday to the beautiful Austrian countryside with a friend. Mountains, lakes, fresh air, and a music lover named Sylvester Paumgartner, who had a special request. Franz, he said, I love that trout song of yours. Could you write me a whole piece of chamber music built around that little melody? And Franz, who could write music as easily as breathing, said, yes. So the little trout, who had only been swimming in that one small song, got to dive into something much bigger. 5 whole movements, almost 40 minutes of music, all for one little fish who refused to stay put. Now here's where it gets really fun. In the fourth movement, Franz plays a game with that trout melody. It's called Theme and Variations. Think of it like this. Imagine your favourite outfit, a cosy red sweater and your comfiest jeans. That's your theme, your basic look, the real you. Now, what if you threw a sparkly cape over that sweater? Same you underneath, but now you look like a superhero. That's a variation. Or what if you added a pirate hat and an eye patch? Same you, same sweater, but now you're ready for adventure. Another variation. That's exactly what Franz does with the trout melody. He plays it once, nice and simple. There's your fish, swimming along happily. Then he starts dressing it up in disguises. Here's your mission. In this next piece, listen for the trout in different costumes. First, the piano plays it light and sparkly. That's the trout in a glittery cape. Then the big, grumbly double bass takes over. That's the trout wearing a giant heavy coat, swimming in slow motion. Then the violin makes it dance high and fancy. The trout in a ballerina's tutu. See if you can spot the same little fish underneath all those disguises. Ready? Here it comes.
Thank you.
the same trout swimming through disguise after disguise. Did you catch the moment when the deep, rumbly double bass took over? The fish sounded so different, heavy and mysterious instead of light and sparkly. But it was still our trout, still that same wiggly melody France caught all those years ago. Franz Schubert died when he was just 31 years old, far too young. He never became famous while he was alive. He never had much money. He never married or had children of his own. But he left behind a treasure chest, thousands of pages of music, melodies that feel like old friends the very first time you hear them. And that little trout? It's still swimming today, in concert halls and living rooms, on recordings that travel to every corner of the earth. It swam out of France's imagination over 200 years ago, and it hasn't stopped swimming yet. As you drift off to sleep tonight, think about melodies. Every tune you've ever hummed started somewhere, in someone's heart and someone's imagination. Someone, maybe a rumpled young man with ink-stained fingers and glasses sliding down his nose, heard it inside their head first. Then they gave it away. That's what Franz did. He caught melodies like catching fireflies in a jar. Then he opened the jar and let them fly free, to his friends gathered around the piano, and through them, to the whole world. And the very best melodies? They never stop swimming. Good night, little listener. May your dreams be full of music, and may you always know where to find the fish in the piano.